Welcome to Bolts and Bats in the Bay. This podcast is brought to you by FL Teams. FLteams.com is a top Florida sports source dedicated to providing in-depth analysis and coverage for all Florida sports, including college and professional sports teams. Remember to go to FLteams.com. And we've got a great sponsor for this podcast. It is our friends at Symbol. Symbol is the stock market for sports that allows you to trade sports teams like stocks and earn cash payouts when your teams win. Symbol has blended sports and the stock market to offer you a new way to invest in and profit off your favorite teams. Use your sports knowledge to buy low, sell high, and earn cash payouts when your teams win. Join the thousands of early adopters who have started to profit off their sports knowledge. Visit www.simbull.com or visit the link in the description. Create a free account, and when you deposit, make sure to use the promo code FLTEAMS for a $10 deposit bonus to help build your portfolio. And by the way, they just started trading fractional shares. So that $10 can go a long way to getting some fractional shares of some teams. I've started to reinvest my winnings from my win payouts into some fractional shares. I think it's like, you know, reinvesting your dividends or something. I don't know much about the stock market. But I do love Symbol. All right. Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Jeff Macalino. I'm here to take you through the week that was and the week ahead for your two-time defending Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning, and the week that wasn't and the week that probably won't for the Tampa Bay Rays. We'll get to that in a minute. The Lightning are in a weird little stretch here with their schedule. Three games since our last podcast. And then eight days between their last game and their next game, which is Wednesday, February 23rd. The three games that happened, the first one was Thursday, February 10th. They faced the Colorado Avalanche in Colorado. And this was a tough one. They fell down two goals early. First 6 minutes and 16 seconds, they were down 2-0. Being completely outshot, completely outplayed. Nikita Kucherov tallied his sixth goal of the season, though, midway through the first, make it 2-1. Early in the second, Colorado answered, making it 3-1. Braden Point then a goal late in the second period to give the Lightning some life, a 3-2 deficit heading into the third. The Lightning, despite piling up a lot of shots in that third period, like a lot, could not get one in. Frustrating loss to a good team. Quite a finish in that one. It seems like inevitable that the Lightning would get one in the back of the net. They did not. So they drop the game 3-2. They gave up 47 shots in this one to the Avalanche. Pretty sloppy game with a slow start for the Lightning. You know, it's one of those things after, you know, it was 9 days in between their last game and this game against Colorado. They came out a little rusty and couldn't make up for it. Following day in the back-to-back games, they traveled to Arizona to take on the Coyotes. Easy for me to say. Braden Point started things off nicely in the first period, his 18th of the season. Corey Perry added on his 13th of the season to give the Lightning a 2-0 lead. However, before the end of the first, they give up a goal to Arizona, 2-1. Going into the second, no goals tallied in the second period. The Lightning in this game played really well defensively. They ended up only giving up 19 shots all game, a nice answer to their previous day's game. And the hero in the third period was none other than the captain, all-star Steven Stamkos. He scored two goals in the third period. The Lightning did allow two goals in the third period, but the Lightning walk out with a 4-3 lead. A 4-3 victory over Arizona in a game that Arizona battled maybe a lot harder than you'd think from looking at their place in the standings. And then the final game that they played this past week was Tuesday, February 15th at New Jersey. The Devils have had a couple games that have been very frustrating for the Lightning, including the game where Braden Point got injured and had to miss some time afterwards. But despite the Devils' poor record on the season, they've played the Lightning well this season, and things started out not looking great. Pat Maroon did get a goal in the first period, but in more than midway through the second period, this was the Devils' game. They were up 3-1, less than 5 minutes in the second period, and there's that man again. Steven Stamkos tallied his 23rd goal on just a beautiful shot to the top shelf to bring it to 3-2, and less than a minute later, Alex Killorn with a nice goal off a deflection of a Hedman shot to tie the game before the third period. And then the Lightning just kept bringing it in the third. Victor Hedman added his 11th to break the 3-3 tie. Nikita Kucherov got one on a breakaway. He had some frustrations in this game previously, but he tallied his 7th goal midway through the third. And 1 minute and 7 seconds later, Pierre-Édouard Bellemare taps in a puck that Corey Perry was so close to getting in for his 400th goal. It just trickled right out in front of the goal line. He then deflected it back after it passed through the crease off the goalie, and Bellemare was there to tap it in for his 6th of the season. The Lightning 5 straight unanswered goals to wrap this one up, and feeling quite frustrated late in the second period about the struggles with the New Jersey Devils. Not after this game, though. The Lightning walk out 6-3 victory. As I mentioned, the Lightning, that game was February 15th. They have more than a week off. February 23rd, they are at home against Edmonton. Then they travel to Nashville for the outdoor game that will be Saturday, February 26th. Technically, that is considered a neutral site game, by the way. That should be exciting, cool to watch. Hopefully they are able to figure out the logistics to get one of those in Tampa in the near future. And then things really pick up again starting in March. They play March 1st, 3rd, 4th, and 6th. So quite an easy February for the Lightning. Obviously the All-Star break was in there. There was supposed to be the Olympic break that didn't happen because of all the games that needed to be replayed. The Lightning, though, a lot of days off in February. Really only going to be a total of 6 games played for them in the month of February. So the next time you hear from me, unless there are some developments on the Rays side, will probably be in early March. Let's check out the standings. The Lightning remain in second place, 1 point behind the Florida Panthers. The Lightning are 32-11-6. That's 70 points. The Panthers at 71 points. They do have a game in hand. Toronto also remaining super hot, 8-2 in their last 10 games. They have 2 games in hand on the Lightning and are only 3 points back. So technically, if they won both of those games, they would be a point ahead. And then the chasm has started to grow between Toronto and Boston, who with 48 games played, has only 58 points. So the top 3 are kind of separating at this point from the bottom 5 in the Atlantic Division. As I've said all year, the Lightning remain in a very enviable position. They are tied for 3rd with the Penguins for points in the entire NHL. Colorado Avalanche, back hot like they had been, they currently lead the NHL with 74 points. So they are actually 11 points ahead of the next team in the Western Conference. So they've got a good chance of walking away with home ice on the Western Conference side of things. So the Lightning, again, main thing is going to be not coming out super rusty like they kind of tend to do in the beginning of games. I think that's kind of a natural thing that happens with, you know, that's when you get that much time off. So the Lightning obviously are usually able to get things clicking relatively quickly. when they, you know, get back in the flow of things. Health is always a concern, but currently not looking all that bad. Knock on wood, it looks like when they come back in March, they'll be pretty close to full strength. Chernak and Bogosian have battled injuries all year. They should both be good. We'll see for how long. So the Lightning, again, sitting in a good shape, and we'll see how they handle the potential rust of having to sit and only play six games for the month of February. The Rays, as I said, the week that wasn't. This week, Major League Baseball announced they canceled the first week of spring training games because there's still been no agreement on a labor deal. The earliest that spring training games will start is March 5th right now. The Rays were supposed to begin on February 26th, which is barely a week away. So some of those spring training games are canceled. I'm sure the players are not too devastated over that. But at the same time, we're getting close to the point where it takes a while to build up stamina to, you know, begin a season. It's not something that they can get a labor deal done the day before opening day of the regular season and start. There's going to need to be some spring training in some form or another to make sure that these guys are, especially really from a pitching perspective, they have the stamina built up so that there are not unnecessary injuries from overworking guys who did not get their normal buildup prior to the season. The last meeting between the league and the Players Association was over after just 15 minutes, according to Bob Nightingale. That meeting happened just on the 17th. He's a USA Today sports writer who was there, lasted 15 minutes. So probably not a good sign. We'll keep our eyes and ears peeled. I'm sure you can keep your eyes and ears peeled to FL teams for any potential updates on those labor negotiations. But otherwise, that'll do it this week for Bolts and Bats in the Bay. Please feel free to hit me up and follow me on Twitter at SaintJMag. And follow FL teams on Twitter at FL teams. Subscribe to all the FL teams podcasts. You'll hear me on a couple of the football podcasts we've had. Maybe predicting that Eli Apple would blow the Super Bowl. I think I kind of did, and I kind of was right. So check those out. Check out Jeremiah's Dolphins podcast. He's also been doing work with EJ Farberman, who I believe is going to be having a Miami Hurricanes podcast in the near future as well. Next week, we'll also do pay attention to some of these broadcasts. We're now doing live streams, so you can actually watch us live, send in comments that we can see it and potentially respond to. So, you know, have some fun interacting with us. And remember, go to flteams.com to stay updated on all your Florida sports news and coverage.